Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8. And the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mann with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Hello there, good evening. I'm Carol Dooley. You're very welcome to join me now for another edition of Ours to Protect, our weekly series towards helping to create a more sustainable environment. And this week, well, we're literally taking it home. Sustainability journalist Joe Lenehan joins us to talk about home trends for autumn and how making small changes in the home can have a hugely positive effect on the environment. But first, running a sustainable home, how important is that to you? Well, we send Sunshine's Jane McNamara to find out.
Try and reuse things again. If I see something, yo, a family member is going to throw out, I might use that type of thing.
It's new furniture, yeah. I'm not buying something from a second-hand store or so.
I never buy on new. I have all my decorations years, and every one of them is out of charity shop, and they're all fab.
Energy-saving bulbs would use again.
We're being sustainable, but I'm not actively being sustainable. It's more just from a cost-cutting point of view. But when we do buy a house, I think it'll be a mix.
Well, joining us now is Joe Lenehan, sustainability journalist and founder of Gaff Interiors, talking about key sustainable trends for autumn and how making small changes at home can have a hugely beneficial effect on ourselves and on the environment. Joe, thanks for joining us this week. And, you know, listening there, I know it sounds like we still have some way to go, but I would wager a bet in your experience that you're finding more and more now that we're becoming more conscious of making our homes more sustainable.
That is literally it. There's so much negativity and we hear so much bad press about the climate crisis. Let's do things that make us feel empowered, activated, and like we're actually helping to solve the problem. I mean, look, we spend more time in our homes now more than ever, especially since the pandemic. So they've become the centre of our universe in a way that they never were before. So again, it's like, how can we lower our home's impact? And for some, that might be swapping to maybe a natural bed linen instead of something polyester, which is synthetic and plastic and fossil fuel derived, or it could go right up to retrofitting, which is really exciting at the moment because there are so many really robust grants to help you retrofit your home, which of course is going to help you lower your energy costs, something we are all thinking about and considering a lot, especially coming into winter time, because when that bill comes at the end of the month, I don't want to get a shock and I want to keep it under control. So really, really simple tips. First of all, switching your light bulbs when they run out to LEDs. They use 90% less energy. They last much longer. They are one of those things that if you change in every room in your house, you'd save about €7 per bulb annually. So that racks up. If you've got, you know, 5 or 6 rooms in your house, that's a small change, but it does add up. Really smart things like avoiding using high intense appliances during peak times. So between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m, I know that's the time when we all make our dinner, but if you're making your dinner during that time, maybe don't put on a wash at that time. And then things like plugging out appliances that are left in, even if they're on standby, they are silently draining and adding up. So all those little small things are things that I do day to day to try and keep an eye on not only lowering my bills, but also lowering our energy usage, which is so important for us as a country to try and keep those greenhouse gas emissions as low as possible.
Absolutely. Joe, when it comes to interior design and autumn trends, I'm going to assume now that there is a wide range available that not only will obviously help us make our homes more beautiful, but also more sustainable.
100%. And it's the kind of thing that has really accelerated and grown, especially in the last 5 years. So here in Ireland, there are so many amazing vintage and secondhand furniture shops where you can get really good stuff at a really great price. That's also obviously reusing something and extending its life cycle, which is a wonderful way to approach your interiors. In terms of paint, there are some really great low VOC paints, and basically what that is that they are paints made without a lot of toxic chemicals, great to use, and there's a couple of Irish companies doing that really, really well. And then other things like, you know, even as small as your candle. Before, when we were burning candles in our home, we'd be using paraben wax, which can pollute your air. It burns really badly, it goes black. And now there's loads of amazing Irish companies who are using soy wax. So it's a really clean, natural, low carbon kind of wax that comes from soybeans, makes for beautiful candles, natural essential oils. So little small things like that not only boost the health of your home and your health, but are less impactful on the planet. And people are really interested now. They want to know, okay, how can I make my home as healthy healthy as possible and also help the planet while doing it. Sometimes people will say, oh look, that's a, you know, a little bit more expensive, but I always say the payoff is so much more. It's well, well worth the investment.
Now, I know you're talking about all this at the Ideal Home Show.
Yes.
At the RDS. You're very excited. Oh, yeah.
The permanent TSB Ideal Home Show is literally, I get giddy. I'm so excited. I am basically in the very privileged position of being the host of the DFS Interiors Theatre. And what that is it's a stage with everyone from retrofitting experts, interior architects and designers who'll be giving insider info. Then I have some really fun guests like Hugh Wallace, who many people will recognise from TV, and Patricia Power, who became a household name when she was on Room to Improve. If you maybe are thinking of doing something to your home, or maybe you want to let your imagination run wild and you don't know where to start, you are literally in a space with these experts and you have their advice for free. So I'm there to facilitate those questions, and I'm really asking the questions that I would want to know from them. So it's really fun. And then even if you can't make the show, check out the Instagram page and the website idealhome.ie. There's tons of the expert advice, there's great articles, insights, there'll be videos from the show. And please, if you're there, come and say hi. I'd love to meet you.
Well, it's certainly been my pleasure to meet you this week, Jo, and thank you very much for joining us. Sustainability journalist Jo Lenehan, and the Ideal Home Show takes place next weekend at the RDS. And I'm sure will be a lot of fun too. And that rounds up this week's edition of Ours to Protect. I'm Carol Dooley. A reminder, if you've missed any of our previous episodes, you can listen back right now and in fact find out more about the Ours to Protect initiative. It's all on our website, sunshineradio.ie, and at ourstoprotect.ie as well. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to another edition just after 7 o'clock next Monday evening.
Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8, and the IBI is funded by Cumashun Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.